Journalism has been called a first draft of history.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
An early account of great events may or may not withstand the test of time. One of my hasty first draft judgments is that President Bush's way of dealing with the Iraq crisis may change the whole pattern of America's traditional relationships with the outside world. The president seems to be bent on transforming the Middle East, starting with Iraq, into a region more responsive to the American outlook on the world. His outlook was displayed in the national security document released by the White House last September. It defined a strategy based on a distinctly American internationalism that reflects the union of our values and national interests. In the course of executing this policy, the president is loosening some of America's traditional relationships that went under the general title of collective security. Collective security was the foundation of American foreign policy from Wilson up to and including Bush the Elder. American internationalism has been evident in the tangled efforts to acquire a United Nations blessing for the invasion of Iraq. It was particularly prominent when Secretary of State Colin Powell succeeded last November in fashioning a unanimous vote for a Security Council resolution, but many in the administration thought that was unnecessary. And so, more recently, when some European friends parted company with the United States over the issue of a trigger for invasion, they felt the back of America's hand. Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld dismissed France and Germany as the old Europe. And when asked at his news conference last Tuesday whether the United States would go to war without Britain, he said the role of Britain was unclear, yet to be decided. There was special irony in this snub. Blair had jeopardized his own position by joining the coalition of the willing, and suggesting that British military help might not be needed would make it harder for Blair to get parliamentary approval for the deployment of British forces. Perhaps distinctly American internationalism will end up as a form of bilateralism, in which America uses its economic and political power to negotiate support for American causes in return for economic and trade concessions. But this is only a rough draft, and I can't wait for history to arrive. This is Daniel Shore.